Evet sevgili arkadaşlar, Heavy Metal in Baghdad!
Akrasi Kaldar is Iraq's hottest heavy metal band.
Hazır mısınız?
Playing to a packed concert at Istanbul's Kumanjur Rock Club, they are fast winning new fans. But this recent performance is a far cry from their last gig in Baghdad, as band members Marwan Riyad, Firas Al-Latif and Faisal Talal explain.
I remember the last concert, there was like impacts and mortar rounds all around the place. And even like the people like were kind of scared, you know.
They were really risking their lives back then.
They risked themselves just to get into the concert, and they knew they could have got killed by any explosion or anything in the streets, or either just because of wearing heavy metal t-shirts.
This next song is gonna be Between the Ashes.
Such experiences are the main driving force behind their music. Drummer Marwan Riyad writes many of the songs.
You can figure that out from the names of Massacre, Message from Baghdad, Between the Ashes and stuff like that, the underworld. And it's our experience in life. It's us. We got a lot of sadness, a lot of drama, but still like we got a lot of happy moments that we enjoyed in our life.
But being in a heavy metal band in Baghdad carries its own risks, as Riyad and his bass guitarist Firas Al-Latif explain.
You get killed for any reason, but heavy metal is like something also to get killed for.
I'll tell you one thing. It's like they got like a long, long list of causes for death. And it happened that rock music, it's between them. The garage where we used to practice, and we have it like as a small piece of paper sticked on the lock of the door. And saying like, you know, trying to be Americanized and stuff, I'm playing this kind of music. And you need to stop doing that otherwise, and period.
And you took it seriously?
We kept practicing, kept going there until the practice space got blown up, like the whole building got bombed. So after that, we decided to go to Syria.
But surviving in Syria, like for most Iraqi refugees, was not easy, especially when their savings ran out. But thanks to publicity created by a Canadian documentary made about them in Baghdad, heavy metal lovers around the world came to their aid.
We got help from our fans all around the world, and they set up like a donation website. It's called PayPal account. It's Heavy Metal in Baghdad. That's the name of the website. So people start donating money. This is how we collect the money for the tickets and like pocket money just to get here. And here we are.
The concert at Kumanjur, one of Istanbul's most famous clubs, saw some of Turkey's top bands perform in support of their Iraqi rock brothers. For Fatih Tan from the band The Ancient, it was not a difficult choice.
For the support for the Iraqi group, we are playing tonight. And they have a lot of hard times, and we have to support them because they are making our music. And we have to support them because, you know, the music is an unnational thing. It's not important your nationality, your color, your religion. The music is music, and if there is a dire position as a musician, we have to support them.
And that support can also be found among all those attending the benefit concert.
They were really good. They have soul. I saw that. That's why it was really good.
They're playing heavy metal, that's what I like. That's it. They're playing heavy metal, but they have the soul, they have the feeling. They are good, no problem. We like them.
Despite such support, unlike most rock bands, their dreams are not about record contracts and stardom, but rather returning home. Although, according to Firas Al-Latif, that will not be any time soon.
Do you have a plan to go back home?
If things got better, I mean better, you know, like 100% better, then we dream about going back home.
But you don't see it in the near future?
To be honest, no.
For now, the priority of Akrasi Kaldar is getting refugee status with the United Nations, along with the hope of a possible tour of Turkey. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.